This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 3rd, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A new report from the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation says that even after this spring's embarrassing public spectacle over the FAA's handling of airline maintenance and safety issues, the agency isn't ensuring full investigations when its safety inspectors find problems. The Dallas Morning News reports the IG's report recommends the FAA establish an internal independent watchdog agency to address concerns raised by its inspectors. The IG called the current hierarchy, in which inspectors bring problems directly to top agency officials, quote, unequivocally ineffective and possibly even biased against resolving root causes of serious safety lapses, unquote. When major airlines announced capacity cuts at summer's end, we knew this was coming. American Airlines confirmed on Wednesday it has sent warn letters to 900 flight attendants, giving them notice they're eligible for furloughs beginning August 31st. American has not yet disclosed how many pilots and mechanics will be cut, but with up to 12% of the airline's capacity going offline after Labor Day, it stands to reason a similar percentage of the workforce will be as well. In an attempt to entice older, higher-paid workers to leave voluntarily, American also said it will offer a voluntary bridge to retirement for U.S. and San Juan-based employees who are over age 50 and have at least 15 years of service. Accusations of insider trading at Airbus parent Eads first surfaced 2 years ago, when company execs showed suspiciously good timing in selling off their stock just before devastating delays in the Airbus A380 development program were announced. This week, former Airbus CEO Gustav Humbert was hauled in for questioning by French authorities. He's the third top-level Eads executive publicly implicated on charges of defrauding investors and the first German executive in the company to be detained by authorities. AFP News reports Humbert was detained for 48 hours for questioning beginning Monday on orders from judges Xavier Simeoni and Cecily Pendaris. As ANN reported, Humbert resigned from Eads July 3, 2006, along with Eads co-CEO Noel Forgard. Both men were among dozens of Eads execs who dumped their stock just before the A380 news sent Eads shares tumbling. Current Airbus CEO Thomas Enders, who served as Eads co-CEO along with Forgard, may also face charges. Airlines have called on their friends in Congress to block a White House plan that would require carriers to fingerprint foreign visitors before they travel back home. The Bush administration wants all international carriers to tackle the financial and logistical burden of computerized fingerprinting for 33 million visitors each year. The airlines say that will cost $12 billion annually through 2018, money they don't have right now due to the run-up in fuel costs. A House vote later this month is expected to delay the start of that requirement. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson, a Mississippi Democrat, says it's the responsibility of the government, not private carriers, to handle fingerprinting of international visitors. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing, where we'll tell you more about these stories. More trouble for a Dreamliner supplier. Delta and Northwest pilot union leadership agrees on post-merger contracts. And propellers make a comeback between Seattle and Portland. Also, check out our ANN special feature. EAA Air Venture is just over 3 weeks away, and there will be some incredible hardware parked on Aeroshell Square at Oshkosh this year. EAA's Adam Smith will tell us more. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. Our audio features are going to be off tomorrow for the Independence Day holiday in the U.S. Be careful with those fireworks, and we'll see you back here on Monday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend, and have a clear and unlimited day.